visit contemporaryears.com.
Thank you.
The Jacob Rainiers are proud to collaborate with key corporate partners to raise funds for organizations doing great work in our community. Throughout the game, be on the lookout for double plays, strikeouts, home runs, and a Rainiers victory. For every home run hit by a Rainiers player this season, ProBet and the Rainiers are donating $50 to Habitat for Humanity. After each double play made by our home team favorites, the Rainiers in Canada Electric will each donate $25 to Step by Step. When you see a Rainiers pitcher throw that third strike, know that the Tacoma Rainiers and Frank Meyer will each donate $10 to Northwest Farmers. And for each Rainiers home win, Park Services will donate $100 to the Wounded Warriors Project. To all of our partners, thank you for your commitment to our city. Kelly will soon start her 7th grade school year at Mason Middle School with her brother Colton. Kelly enjoys writing songs and short stories, traveling, cheerleading, and listening to music. She loves Rainier teams and can see the Friday night fireworks from her freshman at her dad's house in Fairtrax. How about that? Thanks for being here, Kelly. All right, Kelly, when you're ready, let's see that pitch. Sugarland and Space Cowboys, the AAA affiliate of the Houston Astros. As announced by the manager, Steve Short, Big Off, playing first base, number 28, Fly the Dribble. Batting second, playing center field, number 13, Peter Lehman.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Tacoma Rainiers begin a six-game homestand, or a six-game home series, I should say, with the Sugar Land Space Cowboys here in town for the first time this year. They're the Houston Astros AAA club, and haven't seen them since last season, not in Tacoma anyway. The Rainiers did play a six-game series on the road at Sugar Land at the very beginning of this month, and Tacoma had a good series there, won four of the six games, looking to do that or better this time around in this six-game series that runs from tonight through Sunday. It's the second leg of a 12-game homestand for the Rainiers. The Rainiers just split a six-gamer with Las Vegas, dropping an extra inning game on Sunday, and Vegas got out of here with a split as a result. Well, our starting pitchers today, the Rainiers are going with left-hander Kyle Hart. Hart's 3-3 with a 4.31 ERA. This is his 14th start of the year. The lefty will be opposed by a young right-hander named Misael Tamarez for Sugarland. Tamarez can bring it in the upper 90s on the radar gun, but he doesn't have any wins this year. He is 0-8 with a 5.83 ERA. He's pitched in some poor luck this year. Now, it needs to be noted, Sugar Land is having a rough year. They have the worst record in the Pacific Coast League, 50 wins and 76 losses on the year, and they are 17-34 in the second half, dead last. The Red Ears in contention, just three games out of first place in the second half standings, yet that doesn't mean Sugar Land is going to be a pushover. In fact, they've won their last two games coming into this one, and just split a six-game series with the Reno Aces. So can't overlook these guys just because they're 26 games under 500 on the year. Well, it should be a fun series that gets started here shortly. We'll get you caught up on the latest Tacoma Rainiers news when our pregame show continues right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
The Tacoma Rainiers hosting the Sugar Land Space Cowboys opening game of a six-game series here this evening at Cheney Stadium. Well, the Rainiers didn't have any roster moves today, but that's going to change in the very near future. One guy's already here, in fact. Jared Keldick worked out with the Rainiers today. He is going to start a rehab assignment with the Rainiers. The Latest word is that he's going to play in his first game on Thursday, but he worked out with Tacoma today and is expected to do so again tomorrow, and we should see him in the lineup for the Raiders on Thursday as he comes back from his foot injury. So we do expect to see Jared Keldick in the very near future for the Raiders this week here at Cheney Stadium. Sunday's game, that was the last game. Everyone was off yesterday. Sunday, the Raiders tied the game dramatically against Vegas, had a two-out RBI single by Robbie Tanerowicz in the bottom of the ninth inning to even that game up 6-6. And then Riley Unruh hit a deep drive to left that looked like it might win the game, but it was caught. And we had to go to extra innings, and it turned out that Vegas won the game in the 10th as they had an RBI single by Yoel Pozo that drove in the automatic base runner and gave them a 7-6 lead in the bottom of the 10th. Raiders had their automatic runner placed at second base but couldn't get him in as the Vegas reliever Garrett Williams slammed the door on the Raiders, and Vegas got the win on Sunday 7-6. That ended a little three-game win streak that the Raiders had going on. So they'll look to start another one here tonight at Cheney Stadium. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First, for the visiting Sugarland Space Cowboys, they're the Houston Astros AAA club. 50 wins and 76 losses this year under manager Mickey Story. Leading off for Sugarland, playing first base, is Bly Madris. Batting second, the center fielder Pedro Leon. Hitting third and playing right field is Joey Loperfido. In the cleanup spot, shortstop Shea Whitcomb. Ryland Bannon hits fifth. He is at second base. Batting sixth and playing third base is David Hensley. Andrew Knapp hits seventh. He is the catcher. Hitting eighth, left fielder Justin Dearden. And batting ninth, designated hitter Marty Costas. On the mound, Misael Tamarez. Tamarez 0-8 with a 5.83 ERA. The Red Ears are 67-59 under manager John Russell. The Seattle Mariners AAA club will lead off with Sam Haggerty. Haggerty is in center field today. Batting second, the right fielder Zach Deloach. Hitting third, shortstop Ryan Bliss. In the cleanup spot, left fielder Taylor Trammell. Hitting fifth and playing third base is Jake Shiner. Isaiah Gilliam hits sixth. He's the designated hitter. Batting seventh and playing first base is Robbie Tanerowicz. Hitting eighth, second baseman Riley Unruh. And batting ninth, the catcher Pedro Severino. On the mound for Tacoma, left-hander Kyle Hart. Hart is 3-3 with a 4.31 ERA. Our umpires today, Cody Oakes is behind the plate. He's the crew chief. At first base is Dane Ponsack. And over at third, it's Matt Bates. It's Tacoma and Sugarland here in the opening game of this six-game series here at Cheney Stadium. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of tonight's game right after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseballs. We're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Sugarland Space Cowboys. Kyle Hart on the hill for Tacoma. He's been throwing really well lately. He's allowed just two earned runs over his last four starts, spanning 22 and two-thirds innings. And he is ready to go here to face Bly Madris, leading things off for Sugarland. Left-hand batter, first pitch of the game is fouled off, and we are underway here at Cheney Stadium. 65 degrees, our game time temperature, and we've got cloudy skies here, have all day here in Tacoma. 0-1 pitch down low for a ball. I think the sun poked through for a few minutes in the afternoon, but that was about it, at least that I saw. Hart now ready. Here comes his 1-1 pitch to Madris, and it is swung on and hit sharply through the right side and into right field. A base hit for Bly Madris, so he has a leadoff single for Sugarland at the top of the first inning. And now Pedro Leon will be the hitter. Reports came in that the Sugarland crew is very happy to be here in this weather. Apparently, they have not played in a game that started with a game time temperature under 95 degrees since early June in a trip to Salt Lake City. Here's the pitch to Leon, and it is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Leon hitting 255 leads the Sugarland with 20 homers and has 70 runs batted in, second year Sugarland Space Cowboys player, their center fielder, speedy guy. Here's Hart's 1-0 pitch, and it is taken down low. Two balls, no strikes. Hart working with Severino behind the plate. Rainiers have Todorovic holding the runner on at first. Up the middle, it's Unroe and Bliss. And Shiner's playing third. 2-0 pitch to Leon is called a strike, 2-1. Outfield, Taylor Trammell in left, Sam Haggerty in center, and Deloach in right. Two balls, one strike to Leon. And the pitch is bunted up the third baseline, charged and picked by Shiner. Throw to first. It is in time for the out. Nicely done by Shiner. Madris moves up to second base. So Leon will be credited with a sacrifice bunt, although he was definitely trying to get a hit out of this. And Shiner threw him out by a hair at first base. So it'll go as a sack bunt in the box score. Runner at second with one out for Joey Loperfido, who was not with Sugarland when the Rainiers played them at the beginning of the month. He was with the Astros double-A team. He's having a big year. Left-hand hitter. And the pitch from Hart is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Loperfido at double-A Corpus Christi this year hit .296 with 19 homers and had a .392 on base percentage. This is his 12th AAA game. 1-0 pitch. Grounded towards first. Tenarowicz fields it, Dandy. Will take it to the base himself for the putout. That's out number two. Madris moves up 90 feet. He is at third. So runner at third with two outs for Shea Whitcomb. Whitcomb, power hitting shortstop, has 30 homers this year between AA and AAA. 18 of them with Sugar Land, hitting .236, 18 homers in 65 games, 51 runs batted in. Free swinger. The pitch from Hart is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Runner at third, two outs, top of the first. Cool evening here in Tacoma. The flag mostly still on its pole in center field. Not much of a breeze at all right now. 0-1 pitch inside, almost hit to Loper feet. Whitcomb, 1-1 the count. Hart exchanges baseballs, gets a new one from the umpire. Hart, 30-year-old lefty from Cincinnati and Indiana University. 1-1 pitch, swung on. Broken bat, pop-up foul down the third baseline. It'll sail off into the seats out of play. 1-2 now. And Whitcomb has to go get a new bat. Sugarland just played a 12-game homestand, and this is the first game of their road trip. And, you know, each player brings a number of bats with him on the trip, but Whitcomb just cracked one in his first plate appearance of the road trip. He's got a new one now. Hart ahead of the count, 1-2. And the pitch misses. 2-2. The Red Ears thought that was going to be a strike, but the automated ball strike system that we're using today had a different opinion. So the count's even now. And Hart's next pitch is taken down and in for a ball. Full count, 3-2. Now the payoff. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a pitch down low. Whitcomb couldn't lay off of it. And Hart works a scoreless top of the first inning. No runs on a hit and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Sugarland nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Well, Sugarland did not score in the top of the first, and now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Sam Haggerty, Zach Deloach, and Ryan Bliss, the top three in the order today. And on the mound is Misael Tamarez, young right-hander with a live arm. Rainier's faced him earlier this year. Here's his first pitch to Haggerty, and it is swung out and fouled off. There's strike one. Tamarez, 0-8 with a 5.83 ERA. He's had some bad luck with the wins and losses. 0-1 pitch is swung out and fouled at the plate. Perhaps no more so than in his last start when he pitched six shutout innings against Reno and left the game leading 4-0 and ended up getting no decision when the Sugarland bullpen couldn't hang on and they lost the game, actually. 0-2 pitch to Haggerty, swing and a miss, strike three, a changeup, and Haggerty goes down swinging. What a way in the bottom of the first, and now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Deloach hitting 286, 18 homers, 73 runs batted in, has a 395 on-base percentage. Deloach drove in a couple of runs with two hits on Sunday. The pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Tamarez faced the Red Ears August 5th at Constellation Field in Sugarland, and he pitched five shutout innings, allowing just one hit that day. So here's a pitch outside for a ball. The Rainiers won that game that he started too. Here's one down low for a ball. He left after five scoreless innings of one-hit ball, but the lead was only 1-0. And as soon as he left the game, the Red Ears scored five runs in the sixth inning and went on to win that game 5-2. 2-1 pitch to Deloach. Grounded towards the second baseman, Bannon, who fields it, and he throws out Deloach, and that's out number two. So Deloach grounds out to second base. Two down for Ryan Bliss. Setting up that Sugarland defense, they have Madris at first, Bannon at second. Shea Whitcomb is their shortstop, and the third baseman is David Hensley. Outfield is Justin Dearden in left, Pedro Leon in center, and Joey Loperfido in right. Tamarez's first pitch to Bliss is up and in. Tamarez working with catcher Andrew Knapp, who spent some time with the Rainiers last year. 1-0 pitch outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Bliss, who's hitting 202 in 23 games for Tacoma since being picked up at the trade deadline from the Diamondbacks organization. 2-0 pitch in there for a strike. Count goes to 2-1. Bliss, the lone minor leaguer acquired in the Paul Sewald trade. 2-1 pitch is hit in the air on the infield, and Madris is being called off by the second baseman, Bannon, who makes the catch, and the inning is over. Right, here's go in order at the bottom of the first. Three up, three down. We head to the second. Tacoma and Sugarland are scoreless.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knot hole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate. seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at PropelInsurance.com.
No score after one, the Red Ears and the Space Cowboys. Ryland Bannon leading things off for Sugarland here in the second. Yeah, the pitch from Hart is a breaking ball that misses ball one. Bannon was a tough out for the Red Ears during the series that Tacoma played against Sugarland at their ballpark at the beginning of this month. And this next pitch is in for a strike, 1-1. In fact, he had a two-homer game against the Red Ears in the very first game of that series. Now this one misses for a ball. Two balls, one strike to Bannon. Hart uses a fastball, changeup, slider. There's his 2-1, and this is a slider that's popped up. In the home plate area, foul territory. Severino makes the catch, and that is the first out at the top of the second inning. Bannon fouls out to Pedro Severino, and now David Hensley will be the hitter. Hensley playing third base for Sugarland. Today, he's riding the shuttle back and forth between AAA and the big leagues this season. And he takes a pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Hensley in his third game since returning from Houston this most recent time. And he checks his swing, but they say he went around on the appeal to the first base umpire, so 1-1. Hensley draws a lot of walks, gets on base at a good clip. Was on the Astros playoff roster last year. Now the 1-1 pitch is a foul tip, strike two. So Hart's ahead of the count, a ball and two strikes. And the pitch is ball two, 2-2 now. Two-two delivery, swung on, popped up foul, and that's behind home plate and out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. Hart comes set. Here's the 2-2 pitch on its way. And it's fouled off. Still 2-2. Hensley hanging in there. Hart didn't pitch against Sugarland when the Red Ears were down at their ballpark the first week of August as the next pitch misses. That's when he was away on paternity leave. So the Space Cowboys have not seen him yet. Here's the 3-2 on its way to Hensley, and it is low, ball four, and that's the first walk issued by Kyle Hart today. David Hensley heads down to first base, drawing the free pass, and now Andrew Knapp will be the hitter. Knapp, 31-year-old catcher, spent part of last year with the Red Ears, also a little bit of time with the Mariners. Switch hitter bats right, and Hart's pitch is taken down low for a ball. Knapp this year has been with Toledo, the Tigers AAA club, and then just recently added by Sugarland. This is just his eighth game with them. He's 4-for-22 with a homer at the plate. Came up with the Phillies organization. Pitches outside to a doe. Hart falling behind in the count here. Lights are on here at Cheney Stadium. Great day. It feels like April here tonight. 2-0 pitch. Inside, ball three. The chill is back in the air. It's dry, though, at least. Well, three balls, no strikes to Knapp, who will not be swinging at this one. And the pitch is called a strike, and it's 3-1. Now Knapp standing in. Hart checks the runner at first, and here's his pitch. And it's a fastball called, strike two. So full count, 3-2. Hart does have a good pickoff move, and he's been able to help himself out from time to time by erasing a base runner that way. Knapp uses his timeout and steps out of the batter's box. Leading from first is Hensley. And here we go, the 3-2 pitch. Is moved to first, and back in safely is Hensley. Now Hart with the 3-2 with the runner going. It's grounded to third. Diving stop by Shiner. No play at second, but he's able to throw to first and get Knapp for the second out of the inning. Nice play by Jake Shiner at third. Diving to his left to field this hot grounder off the bat of Knapp. And he turns it into an out. And the fact that Hensley was running on the pitch may have prevented a double play. So Hensley is now at second with two outs, and Justin Dearden is the batter. Dearden hitting 233 with 10 homers. Left-handed hitter. And the pitch is a swing and a miss and a fastball there, strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch. Is a breaking ball in there for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Now a swing and a foul back. Still no balls, two strikes. Now the 0-2 again. Called strike three. A fastball from Hart that caught the outside edge at 92 on the gun. And Dearden strikes out looking. And that wraps up the top of the second inning. No runs, hits, or errors. And one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the second. Tacoma and Sugarland are scoreless.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
No score between Tacoma and Sugar Land. Taylor Trammell leading off the second against Misael Tamarez, and the first pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Trammell hitting .268 with 18 homers in 67 games, .944 OPS, and he watches one up and away. Two balls, no strikes now. And this one is high, ball three, and Trammell is well out ahead in the count here, 3-0. And the 3-0 in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Now this one is high and away, ball four. There's a leadoff walk here in the second inning, and that'll bring Jake Scheiner to the plate. Pitch is up high and inside, ball one to Scheiner. Scheiner hitting .249, 27 homers, tied for the league lead. 93 runs batted in is the league lead. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. Scheiner had two hits on Sunday. Had kind of a slow series there against Vegas, but strong finish in the finale on Sunday. Scored a run, had a double. Throw to first base. Trammell's back in with a dive. Now the pitch. Breaking ball. And Scheiner held up his swing in time. 2-1 down. This pitch is inside, ball three. Well, just had a leadoff walk to Trammell. Now the 3-1 pitch coming to Scheiner, and it's swung on and fouled off. Count is full, 3-2. Tamarez's fastball is coming in at 92 miles per hour. That is not the heat that he displayed when facing the Red Ears 4 weeks ago. He was upper 90s in that game. 3-2 pitch, swung on and fouled off. This time Trammell was running with the pitch, but it's foul out of play. Still 3-2. Now the payoff, swung on, pulled down the third baseline. That's a fair ball headed towards the corner. Trammell's on his way to third. He's being waved around by Eric Ferris. He's headed home. He's going to score. In at second base with a double and an RBI is Jake Schott. and the Rainiers are on the board. It's 1-0 Tacoma here in the second inning. Grounder right inside the third base bag, just perfectly placed. And Jake Shiner has his 21st double of the year, and it is his 94th run batted into the season. And it's 1-0 Rainiers, and Shiner is in scoring position for Isaiah Gilliam, who is the DH today. Just his second game since being promoted from AA Arkansas. Wow, a pitch clock violation has just been called, so that's ball one. Don't see many of those this time of the year, as everyone's pretty much used to the pace of play by this point. Now the 1-0 is taken high. Two balls, no strikes to Gilliam. Two-oh pitch, down and in, ball three. Three-oh delivery, grounded foul, first base side. Kick save by the Rainiers first base coach, Ty Kelly. 3-1 to Gilliam. Tamara's pitch. Down and in, ball four. Gilliam draws the walk. Two on, no one out. Tenerowitz now the hitter. Little trip to the mound here by the pitching coach, Eric Abreu. He's going to go talk things over with Tamara's. Several infielders, the catcher. And now it breaks up. A run is in for the Red Ears. They have two on with no one out. Tenerowitz hitting .219 in 26 games, but has been heating up recently. He had two hits on Sunday and has a six-game hitting streak coming into this game. And Tamara's pitch is an off-speed delivery in there for a strike. Tenerowitz had a game-tying hit with two outs in the ninth inning on Sunday. Dramatic at bat to send the game into extra innings. 0-1 pitch is called a strike. Back-to-back sliders here from Tamara's to get out ahead of the count on Tenerowitz. 0-2 now. And the pitch is a called strike three on the inside corner. A curveball there from Tamara's, and that is the first out of the inning. A three-pitch strikeout without throwing a fastball. One away, and now Riley Unroe will be the hitter. Unroe hitting .239 in 21 games. Batting left-handed here against the righty, Tamara's. And the first pitch is down in the dirt for a ball. 1-0. Sure Sugarland Space Cowboys. The Red Ears went the first 4 months of the season without playing these guys at all. So the 1-0 is a swing and a miss, 1-1. Had the six-game series in Sugarland, first week of August, won 4 out of 6 there. One pitch, up and in, 2-1. Now this six-game series starts here. Sugarland, until recently, was really struggling. They've won their last two games, but prior to that, they dropped 13 out of 14, and that included a 10-game losing streak. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. They had a six-game home series against first-place Round Rock, and they got mopped, lost all six games. Two pitch to Unroe, and it is skied foul down the third baseline, and that's going to land out of play. So still 2-2. And the pitch is up and away, ball three. Full count, 3-2. There have been two walks and a hit in this inning, and now it's 3-2 to Unroe. The hot-hitting Severino is on deck. Payoff pitch, swung on, pulled foul. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. So here comes the 3-2 again, and it is swung on, hit in the air towards left, and this is playable for Dearden, and he makes the catch after taking a few strides towards the foul line. So two out in the bottom of the second inning. Pedro Severino will be next. Well, he's been swinging the hot stick, 6 hits in his last 12 at-bats, and Severino hitting here with 2 on and 2 out. Here's the pitch from Tamarez, and it's a swing and a miss. Severino's been hot for his last 20 games. Batting at nearly a .400 clip during that time with 3 homers and 17 runs batted in. Now the pitch is popped up on the infield. This is going to get Tamarez out of the inning as it's caught by the third baseman Hensley, and the Red Ears settle for just the one run here in the second inning. One run on one hit. There were no errors, 2 runners left on. We go to the third. It's Tacoma 1, Sugarland nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning 1 fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog.
At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the third inning. Right here is leading 1-0. Marty Costas to start things off for Sugarland at the third. He's their number 9 hitter. He'll be followed by Bly Madris and Pedro Leon. Kyle Hart on the hill for the Red Ears today. He's allowed one hit through 2 innings. Here's the pitch, and it is taken by Costas inside for a ball, 1-0. Well, up the road to 30 miles. The Mariners are at home against the A's. Now the 1-0 pitch is inside for a ball, 2-0. And the Mariners are having one of those nights that impacts the AAA team. And we should probably discuss it. As here's a grounder to short. That's flagged down by Bliss, and he throws to first and gets Costas, and there is the first out in the third inning. The Mariners have had 3 key players scratched or leave the game with injuries today, and they're only in the fourth inning. But starting pitcher George Kirby was scratched because he's sick, and they had a reliever, Luke Weaver, make the spot start. And, you know, that we learned about an hour before the game. Series one in for a strike to Madris. 0-1 the count, maybe 2 hours. So that impacts the AAA team right there. It's the 0-1 pitch. It's swung on, pulled to the right side, fielded on the ground by Unroe, and he throws to first, and there's out number 2. Weaver went 3 2/3. The Mariners are now in the bullpen, so they're going to use a lot of relief pitchers. They haven't had a day off in a while, and they may need fresh arms tomorrow. I would definitely believe that Rainier's manager John Russell has received instructions to not use a particular pitcher or two today in case they're needed to go tomorrow to Seattle. Here's one inside to Leon. I'm speculating on that, but that's normally what happens in these situations. Yeah, the 1-0 pitch outside for a ball, 2-0 to Leon. So on top of the pitching situation, Julio Rodriguez was scratched from the lineup right before first pitch with a sore left foot. Sounds like a minor injury, but we don't really know that. Here's a pitch inside for a ball to Leon. And then now Ty France has left the game with a wrist injury he suffered while fielding. And they're only in the fourth inning. So here's a pitch that is in there for a strike, 3-1. So the Mariners dealing with a lot today, and that there's always a trickle-down effect to the AAA team when things like that start happening in the big leagues. 3-1 pitch is swung on and popped up foul on the first base side and out of play. Mariners, by the way, with all this going on, are trailing Oakland 3-0 in the fourth inning. Couple former PCL players with homers for Oakland, Seth Brown and Shea Langeliers. Here's a swing and a bouncer to third. Shiner has it, and he slings it to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. 3-up, 3-down at the top of the third. Kyle Hart retires the side in order for his first time tonight. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Tacoma 1, Sugarland 0.
Give it up for Epic Sax Gorilla!
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the bottom of the third. It's Red Ears 1, Sugar Land nothing. Top of the order coming up for Tacoma. It'll be Sam Haggerty, Zach Deloach, and Ryan Bliss to face Misael Tamarez. Tamarez into his motion. Here's his pitch, and it is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Haggerty struck out on three pitches in the first. 0-1 pitch is outside. Haggerty's just been terrific for the Red Ears. Had three more hits on Sunday. He's now reached base safely in his last 22 Pacific Coast League games. 1-1 pitch. Down low. And he tried to check his swing, but the third base umpire says he went around. So that's a strike. 1-2 now to Haggerty. Now the pitch from Tamarez is a called strike three on a curveball that caught the inside edge, and Haggerty goes down on strikes again. Strikeout number three for Tamarez, one away, and now Zach Deloach is the hitter. Deloach grounded out to second earlier. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is low. There's a high velo fastball from Tamarez, 97 on the gun. Hadn't seen that yet tonight. He might be loosening up a bit. 1-0 pitch, swing and a foul tip, and the count's even 1-1. One 1-1 pitch coming, swung on and fouled off. And the count goes to 1-2. Tamarez, just 23 years old. He was almost 20 years old when the Astros signed him out of the Dominican Republic. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And that is back-to-back strikeouts for Tamarez, who now has four. And Ryan Bliss will be the hitter. Usually the baseball players signing out of the Dominican Republic sign when they're 16 or 17. Tamarez was older and has made a pretty rapid rise through the Astros system to be at AAA this year. His pitch to Bliss misses high for a ball. One 0 pitch. High, two balls, no strikes. Tamarez, 6 foot 2 inches tall, listed at 210 pounds. 2-0 pitch. Inside, ball three. 3-0 pitch. Outside, ball four. Four-pitch walk, and Bliss will head down to first base. And that's the third walk issued by Tamarez. And that's the blemish on his stat line. He has now pitched 78 and a third innings this year, and he's walked 51 with 73 strikeouts. Trammell now the hitter. And the pitch is down low. So 1-0 the count to Trammell. He walked and scored last inning. Quick throw to first, back in with a dive is Bliss. Now the 1-0, check swing foul, and Trammell didn't mean to do that. And he's got a strike. He just checked his swing that much and it hit his bat, and instead of the count being 2-0, it's 1-1. Bliss a threat to steal at first, and there's a pickoff move, and he's back in safely. Combined between AA and AAA this year, Bliss has 43 steals. Read today, there are two minor leaguers this year at the Class A levels who are over 80 stolen bases going into the season's last month. Runner goes, pitches down and in, throw to second, not in time. Bliss steals second base, and he's in scoring position now. And it's a 2-1 count on Trammell. Cardinals have an outfielder named Victor Scott, who has over 80 steals. I think he has 85. And the Rays have an outfielder named Chandler Simpson, who's in Class A, who has, I think, 81 steals. 2-1 pitch inside for a ball. And no minor leaguer has had 100 steals in a season since Billy Hamilton on his way up when he broke all those minor league stolen base records. Three and one the count to Trammell. And it's grounded towards first, fielded by Madris. And he will toss to the pitcher covering in time for the out, and the inning is over. Right here's threatened after there were two outs, but they do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. We go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 1, Sugarland nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV inspection team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
After kids, no kids, and crazy smart. We'll give you the answer
We go to the fourth inning. Right here's up 1-0. Joey Loperfido, Shea Whitcomb, and Ryland Bannon to bat here at the top of the fourth against Kyle Hart. Hart's allowed one hit through three innings. Loperfido, the hitter. And he takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Loperfido, 24-year-old outfielder from Philadelphia. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, so the count's even, 1-1. Loperfido drafted by the Astros out of Duke in 2021, seventh round pick. He swings and it's a roller to second. That's fielded by Unroh. Throw to first in time to get Loperfido. One out, and now Shea Whitcomb will be the batter. But Loperfido is rated as one of the Astros' top minor league prospects, and he's someone to keep an eye on during this series. He was just recently promoted to AAA. We're getting our first look at him. Here's Shea Whitcomb, who struck out swinging in the first. And the pitch is swung on and fouled right off the mask of Severino behind the plate. Well, the whole league was off yesterday. The Red Ears played the only day game on Sunday. There were four Sunday night games. We might as well recap them. Sugarland played one of them. They beat Reno 4-2 with an eighth inning rally. Dixon Machado had the go-ahead hit for them in the eighth. Two-run singles. Here's one inside to Whitcomb. That was after they had loaded the bases on walks. 1-1 pitch to Whitcomb. Down and in. Two balls, one strike. First place Round Rock hammered Salt Lake 11-2. And they won 5 out of 6 in that series. Sam Huff hit a single, a double, and a homer. Drew two walks, scored 3 runs, drove in 3. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 2-2. Hart throwing sliders to Whitcomb. Round Rock now leads the second half standings by 3 games over both Tacoma and Las Vegas, who are tied in second. Albuquerque slipped to 5 games back because they lost on Sunday with a capital L at Oklahoma City, 14-0. Well, here's a drive to right by Whitcomb. Going back is Deloach, and he will make the catch as he crosses onto the warning track. And there's the second out here at the top of the fourth inning. Whitcomb flies out to deep right field. Ball didn't have much carry to it tonight. Now Ryland Bannon is the batter. Right-hand hitter Bannon, he popped up to the catcher his first time up, and he takes outside. Saw that in that Oklahoma City win over Albuquerque, Colton Wong started at shortstop again and was 3-for-4 with 3 runs batted in for the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Former Mariner from earlier this year, as there's a swing and a miss by Bannon, 1-1. Now this pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 2, changeup. So 1 ball, 2 strikes. And the pitch, outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now a swing and a miss, strike 3. Got him with a changeup away. Bannon couldn't lay off of it, and Hart has retired the side here in the fourth. and he has set down 8 consecutive Sugarland hitters. He's working on a one-hitter through 4. We go to the bottom of the 4th. It's Tacoma 1, Sugarland nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Well, we go to the bottom of the 4th inning. It is Tacoma 1, Sugarland nothing. Jake Shiner leading things off for the Red Ears here at the bottom of the 4th. And the pitch from Tamarez is a fastball poured in there for a strike. Shiner drove in the only run of the game so far in the 2nd with a double down the 3rd baseline that scored Trammell from 1st base. 1-0 pitch is high. 1-1, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, swung on and popped up. And this is behind the plate and playable for Knapp, the veteran catcher, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the 4th inning. So Shiner pops up, and now Isaiah Gilliam will be the batter. Gilliam walked his first time up. Pitch is in for a strike. Now a swing and a foul back. Oh, and 2 the count to Gilliam. And Tamarez's pitch is a fastball upstairs. Now this one is high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Tanerowitz on deck. And this is high, 3. I take that back. It was called a strike. The computer strike zone had that at the very top of the automated zone, and that is strike 3. So Gilliam goes down looking, and that's the 5th strikeout for Tamarez, and now Tanerowitz will be the hitter. So Tanerowitz versus Tamarez. And the pitch is swung on and sliced foul. 0-1 the count. Tanerowitz went down looking his first time up today. Now he swings and bounces one slowly to short. Scooped up by Whitcomb, throws to first in time to get Tanerowitz, and That's it for the Red Ears of the fourth. Three up, three down. We move along and head to the fifth inning with the score. Tacoma 1, Sugar Land 0.
Embarrassed by ugly yellow toe fungus?
Living with toe fungus is embarrassing. I was afraid to take my socks off. I hid my yellow and crumbly toes from everybody.
Introducing Crystal Flush. Crystal Flush is the only FDA-registered 2-in-1 home treatment that attacks your toe fungus from both the inside and out. Crystal Flush's new and different combination system knocks out toe fungus for good, guaranteed.
Crystal Flush is different. After just a few weeks, my fungus was gone. I mean, 100% disappeared. Crystal Flush was the only thing that ever worked. So if you're skeptical because you tried a bunch of other stuff, Crystal Flush is different. This is a game changer.
Crystal Flush is now available without a prescription, but it is not available in stores. Get your risk-free supply today. Go to crystalflush.com. That's CrystalFlush.com. Stop being embarrassed by ugly yellow toenails. Go to crystalflush.com or call 800-204-4484.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the fifth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Right here is leading 1-0. Fans, tonight's game is part of our Kids Night Out series presented by Coordinated Care. Coordinated Care provides free and low-cost health insurance coverage to more than 300,000 Medicaid, foster care, Medicare, and Marketplace members across Washington. Throughout August, the Red Ears raise funds to bring families out to Cheney Stadium for their first professional baseball game. Thanks to our friends at Coordinated Care for making this a special night for so many young kids here in the area. Well, leading off, David Hensley. He takes ball one, 1-0 the count. Kyle Hart on the hill. And his pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Hensley. Hensley walked in the second inning, and he's the last Sugar Land base runner. Hart has retired 8 in a row since that happened. 2-0 pitch is popped up. Foul, and that's going to get into the seats behind home plate and be a souvenir. So two balls, one strike. Hart to the plate, and this one is inside, ball three. Three-one delivery swung on and pulled through into left field. A base hit right between short and third, and Hensley has a leadoff single in the fifth. Second Sugar Land hit today, first one since the first inning. Hensley singles to left. And now Andrew Knapp will come to the plate. Switch hitter, Knapp bats right against Hart, and he grounded out to Shiner, who made a diving stop his first time up today. The pitch from Hart swung on, bounced, foul, third baseline. Fielded by the Sugar Land third base coach, and that is their manager, Mickey Story. He's one of the managers in this league who also coaches third. I'd say about, well, there's 10 teams in the league. I think three or four managers also coach third base. Now the 0-1 pitch fouled away. 0-2. Usually in AAA, if you see the manager coaching third, they're doing it because they like to do it. O-2 pitch. Down and in for a ball. 1-2. One-two pitch coming. And it is low. Everybody clap your hands. So 2-2 with the runner at first. And the pitch is swung on and missed. That is strike three. Down goes Andrew Knapp. Hart got him with his changeup, his fourth strikeout of the night. One out in the top of the fifth. And now Justin Dearden is the batter. Dearden struck out looking in the second. He's 0-1. Hart's pitch is swung on and skied to center field. Deep part of the park, though. Haggerty with room to operate, and he makes the catch. Tagging is Hensley at first, and he will make it to second base ahead of the throw after a deep fly ball off the bat of Dearden. But he hit it to straightaway center in Tacoma, and that's almost always an out. This is the one PCL ballpark where you don't want to hit it out there. Now Marty Costas is the batter. Costas grounded to shortstop earlier. He's 0-1. Hart's pitch. Take it inside for a ball. Next pitch outside. In there for a strike. Count goes to 2-1. Hart with his pitch, and it is down and in, ball three. Three balls and a strike to Costas. Costas DHing today, normally an outfielder. And he was the winning pitcher in a game against the Red Ears in extra innings, a game that just turned surreal in Sugarland at the beginning of this month. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. We got into extra innings, and Sugarland was out of pitching because of a variety of things that had happened, where their starter had been knocked out in the first inning the day before, and there was some roster movement with the Astros moving guys up and down. As the next pitch is a check swing, foul tip into the catcher's mitt, strike three. Down goes Costas, and that wraps up the top of the fifth inning. No runs for Sugarland on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It is Tacoma 1, Sugarland nothing.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth. The Red Ears leading 1-0. And Riley Unruh will lead things off against Misael Tamares. He flied out earlier, and he swings and misses at an off-speed pitch. There's strike one. Now the 0-1. Outside for a ball. One pitch bunted up the third baseline, charged and picked up, not picked up at all by Hensley. Unruh was going to beat that out regardless. That is a bunt single to get things started for the Red Ears here at the bottom of the fifth. Just the second hit of the game for the Red Ears as Unruh drops one down and reaches base safely. And Pedro Severino will be next. Severino popped up his first time up. He's 0-1. And the pitch to him misses outside. Now the 1-0 to Severino. Called a strike. Now the 1-1. Down low, two balls, one strike. This one is a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt, strike two. Rainier's got their run of the second when Trammell walked and Shiner doubled him in. That's it. That's the lone run of this game so far. Had very good starting pitching on both sides. Here's the 2-2 with the runner going, and it's swung out and fouled back. And it is still two balls, two strikes. Here comes the 2-2 now. And it is swung out and fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. throw to first and back in with a dive is Unroe, who will steal a base from time to time. Now the 2-2, swung on and driven towards left. This is deep, back is Dearden at the fence, and he can't get it, it is gone. Pedro Severino continues his hot hitting, driving a two-run homer to left field. The Red Ears now lead 3-0. Severino got a curve from Tamarez, and he lifted it out of here to left. His fifth homer as a Red Ear, fourth of which has come in the last 21 ball games, while he's been on a torrid stretch of production at the plate. Pedro Severino with a two-run shot to left. He just keeps producing. Red Ears up 3-0, and now Haggerty stands in, and the pitch is called a strike. 0-1. Fastball there from Tamarez at 95 on the gun. Now a swing and a grounder to third. That's scooped up by Hensley, and he'll throw out Haggerty at first base, and that's the first out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Deloach oh for 2 today, and he takes a strike. Now the pitch hit in the air, foul down the left field line. 0-2 the count. Swing and a miss, strike 3. 96 mile per hour fastball, and Deloach goes down swinging. Strikeout number 6 for Tamarez. Ryan Bliss now the batter. He has popped up and walked 0-1. And there's a fastball in for a strike at the D's. Well, one pitch, fouled away. Now here's one up and away for a ball, 1-2. Now this is swung out and fouled away. Still a ball and two strikes to Bliss. Right here's now up 3-0 after the two-run homer by Severino. One-two pitch to Bliss. Fastball called, strike 3 at the D's, and that wraps up the bottom of the fifth inning. Bliss goes down looking. Right here's score twice, two runs on two hits. There were no errors and no one left on. We go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 3, Sugarland nothing.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 3, Sugar Land nothing. Right here as they've gone to the bullpen. Kyle Hart done after five shutout innings of two-hit ball. And Eduard Bizzardo is in from the pen, replacing Hart. Another great outing for Hart. He's been on a roll recently. Today it was five shutout innings, allowed two hits, walked one, and struck out five. Leaves with a 3-0 lead. Bizzardo in, and his first pitch to Fly Madris is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Bizzardo appearing in his seventh game for the Red Ears. He's allowed two runs in six innings. 0-1 pitch is down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Madris, left-hand batter. Bizzardo, right-hand reliever, got it acquired at the trade deadline. This pitch is laced to the right of second base and threw into the outfield for a base hit. Sliding to cut it off is Deloach, and he will hold Madris to a single. So a leadoff single for Madris, his second hit of the game. He has two of Sugarland's three hits. And now Pedro León is the batter. León's 0-1 with a sacrifice bunt. Now the pitch is a check swing strike at the count's 0-1. One pitch, fouled back, counts 0-2. Well, the PCL tonight, first place Round Rock has won again. They beat Oklahoma City in Bricktown 10-9. Round Rock entered play three games ahead of both Tacoma and Las Vegas, so the Rangers need to win to stay three games back. Ditto for Vegas. Vegas is leading Salt Lake 5-3 there in the fifth inning at Las Vegas Ballpark. Little slow roller to short, charged by Bliss, and he throws to first in time for the out. León, who is very speedy, is thrown out at first base by Bliss, who had to charge that ball and had no time to spare. But he was able to get León on a close play at first base. That's the first out of the inning. Madris moves up. He's at second. And now Joey Loperfido is the batter. He's 0-2 with two groundouts. Bizzardo is set. And the pitch is first pitch slider for a strike, going 1-1 the count. Here comes the 0-1 on its way. And it's fastball poured in there for a strike. 94 on the gun. 0-2 to Loperfido. Time called, and Loperfido steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Two pitches down low, one ball, two strikes. Pizarro trying to put him away. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and tapped to the left of the mound. Charged in, barehanded by Shiner. His throw to first is not in time. Safe at first base is Lo Perfido. Madris moves up to third. An infield single for Lo Perfido. And now Sugarland has the tying run at the plate. They have runners at the quarters with one out for their cleanup hitter, Shea Whitcomb. Whitcomb, 30 home runs this year between AA and AAA, 0-2 today. And the pitch from Bizzardo is a fastball down low. Whitcomb is tied for fourth in all the minor leagues and homers with the 30. The minor league home run leader just got called up. Hunter Goodman now up with the Rockies. 1-0 pitch down low to Ado. Goodman hit 34 home runs between AA Hartford and AAA Albuquerque before getting called up by the Rockies. Memphis has a slugger, Lucan Baker, with 33 homers. That's the Cardinals' AAA team. 2-0 pitch. Broken bat, roller to short. Bliss has it. Goes to second for one. On to first for two. Bizzardo gets the inning-ending double play ball, broken bat style, to wrap up the top of the sixth inning. No runs on two hits and one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's still Tacoma 3, Sugarland nothing.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Sugarland nothing. After the Red Ears got the big double play to get out of the top of this frame. New pitcher for Sugarland in the bottom of the sixth. Right-hander Jimmy Endersby takes over. And he'll face Taylor Trammell. First pitch, fastball up high, ball one. Andersby on in relief of Tamarez. Next pitch is in there for a strike. Tamarez went five, allowed three hits, three runs all earned, walked three, struck out six. 1-1 pitch is a swing and a foul back by Trammell. Andersby in 29 games for Sugarland, 4-5 with a 6.07 ERA. Usually a multiple inning reliever, 56 and a third innings pitched. He's allowed 57 hits, has struck out 49. A lot of walks, 40 walks. 1-2 pitches, a called strike three. And down goes Trammell. There's the first out at the bottom of the sixth inning. So one away, and now Jake Shiner is the batter. Shiner's one for two with an RBI double. And this pitch is a fastball poured in there for a strike. Well, Mariners still trailing Oakland, although they've gotten a little closer. It's A's 3, Mariners 1 in the sixth. So here's one down low to Shiner. One ball, one strike. Next pitch is a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says the first base umpire. 1-2 now. One-two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, got him with a breaking ball. And Shiner has struck out swinging. Endersby strikes out the first two batters he faces. Now Isaiah Gilliam is the batter. Gilliam has walked and struck out so far. Bats left-handed here, and he grounds the first pitch foul on the first base side. This is just Gilliam's second game for Tacoma. He joined the team over the weekend up from AA Arkansas, where he hit 280 with 22 homers in 97 games. Everyday player there. Now this pitch is down low for a ball. One-one pitch, called a strike, 1-2. Now the pitch fouled at the plate. One-two delivery, fouled off on the third base side. Still a ball and two strikes. Endersby trying to strike out the side. Now here's one in the dirt for a ball. 2-2. No hit bid going on in San Francisco. Giants have no hit the Reds through eight innings. Alex Cobb on the hill. And it's a 5-0 game. Now the 2-2 pitch fouled back, still 2-2. Two-two pitch, grounded to the right side. That's fielded by Bannon, and he throws it away. And Gilliam is going to be not just safe at first, he's going to go to second because the ball got way loose in foul ground, eventually ending up behind home plate where Knapp picked it up. Goodness gracious. This was a routine play, seemingly, to end the inning, and this throw just zipped right past Madris, who somehow didn't catch it, and it went all the way back into foul ground. They've given the air to the second baseman, but I'm not so sure. Maybe that ball should have been caught by the first baseman. Anyway, it's a two-base error, runner at second, and pitch to Tedarowicz is in for a strike. 0-1 pitch. Down low. One ball, one strike. So Gilliam in scoring position. Now the pitch is a check swing and it's outside for a ball. He held up in time. 2-1 to Tanerowicz. Now the pitch. Slider catches the bottom of the zone and it's an even count. Right here's looking to tack on another run. A two out hit would do the trick. The pitch. Low and away and the count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch is hit in the air towards left center, and it is going to get down for a hit, and it skips past the diving Pedro Leon. Scoring from second is Gilliam. Checking in at second base is Tanerowicz, and the Red Ears make it a 4-0 lead. Leon had committed to trying to catch that ball, and it became clear he wasn't going to be able to, and he ended up kind of sprawling on the dirt, trying to somehow cut it off, and he couldn't. It got past him, and Tanerowicz ends up with a double. Riley Unruh will be the batter, but first a trip to the mound by the Sugarland pitching coach, Eric Abreu, to go talk to Endersby, who thought he was out of this inning, getting a ground ball from Gilliam that should have been the third out, but it was thrown away. Conference on the mound breaks up. Unruh will try to keep this going. Sugarland warming up a lefty in the bullpen. That's Matt Gage. Here's the pitch, and it's down and in for a ball to Unruh. One oh pitch. Chopped up the plate, a huge bounce out towards second, and Bannon fields it, fires it to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. Unruh nearly beat that out for a hit, but it ends the inning. Rainiers get one run in the sixth on one hit. There was an error and one runner left on. We go to the seventh inning. It's Tacoma 4, Sugarland nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
On we go to the seventh inning. Red Ears leading 4-0. Red Ears go to the bullpen again, bring in Diego Castillo to pitch the seventh. Eduard Bizzardo worked the sixth, one inning, allowed two hits but no runs, got a big double play. No walks, no strikeouts for Bizzardo tonight. So Castillo in from the pen, 5-4 with a 5.90 ERA. This is his 36th appearance. And his first pitch to Ryland Bannon runs inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch swung on and fouled away. Counts even, 1-1. Castillo's seen his velocity pick up late in the season and has now been pumping fastballs all the way up to 97 miles per hour in recent outings. So his next pitch is low and away for a ball, 2-1. Next pitch to Bannon. Outside with a slider, and the count moves to 3-1. Three-one delivery. Swing and a miss. A sinking fastball at 95 on the gun. Three-two pitch, swung on, grounded towards short. There's Bliss to scoop it up, and he throws to first for the out. One away at the top of the seventh inning. Bannon grounds out to shortstop, and now David Hensley will be the hitter. Game two of the series is tomorrow night at 7:05. Rainiers are sending Tommy Malone to the hill against Sean Dubin. Fastball is called a strike. 97. Next pitch from Castillo. Outside. Well, it's San Francisco. Alex Cobb has recorded the first out of the ninth. He's working on a no-hitter against Cincinnati. So here's one from Castillo to Hensley, and it's low and away, 2-1. Hensley has walked and singled in this game. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it's a slider called a strike on the outside edge. 2-2. Now the 2-2 is down low. Wow, they just put up that Cobb has hit a career high for pitch count. He's at 118. 3-2 pitch to Hensley, swing and a miss, strike three, and there's the second out here in the seventh. Now Andrew Knapp is the hitter. Cobb just walked a guy in the ninth. He has a career-high pitch count. It's 6-0, so the game seems to be in hand. Cobb has a long history of injuries, but you got to let him go for it, right? Here's the pitch to Knapp, and it's taken inside for a ball, 1-0. The irony of it is he's a Giant. The Giants have basically not let starting pitchers throw many innings at all this year in the majors or the minors. 1-0 pitch, down and in, 2-0. Saw that they called up Harrison, the lefty pitching prospect from Sacramento, who pitched against the Red Ears twice this year and was on just an extremely short leash all season long. 2-0 pitch fouled away. Most of his starts for Sacramento were three innings. They let him go five innings once a couple months ago. That was his highest. And then yesterday in his second big league start, there he is pitching into the seventh inning. Running a full starting pitcher workload out there, something he hadn't done the entire season. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. Castillo has brought the count even on Andrew Knapp. This one is up and away, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Castillo's payoff. Called strike three. Down goes Knapp, a fastball that hit the bottom of the zone at 96 on the gun. And Diego Castillo, very sharp tonight. Three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts. We've reached the seventh inning stretch. It's Tacoma 4, Sugar Land nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium. Right here's lead 4-0. And a new pitcher coming in for Sugarland. It is Matt Gage. And he'll face Pedro Severino, Sam Haggerty, and Zach DeLoach. The no-hit bid in San Francisco ended with two outs in the ninth inning. Alex Cobb, one out away from a no-hitter, allowed a double to the gap to the Reds' rookie infielder Spencer Steer. And no no-hitter for Cobb, who was visibly quite disappointed, giving it up with two outs in the ninth. So close. Well, Gage with a pitch to Severino, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch, down low, 2-0. Gage, 1-1, 5.76 ERA. This is his 27th appearance. He's a veteran, 30 years old. Spent some time in the big leagues last year with Toronto. 2-0 pitch. Misses ball three. Severino with a two-run homer earlier, and now he walks on four pitches. So he heads down to first base, and Sam Haggerty will be next. Haggerty 0 for 3 with a couple of strikeouts. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Here's the 1-0, and it is swung on and popped up on the left side. And Whitcomb, the shortstop, backpedaling into the outfield, makes the catch, and Haggerty is 0 for 4 tonight. His string of 22 straight games reaching base may be ending tonight. He has not reached base, and there's no guarantee he's going to hit again. Zach Deloach now the batter. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Rainier's got a run of the second when Trammell walked and Shiner doubled him in. Two runs in the fifth inning when Unroe reached on a bunt single and Severino homered. Here's one up and in. And then another run in the sixth inning with two outs. Isaiah Gilliam reached on an error and Tenerowitz doubled him in. Pitch now, swung on, hit of the air towards shallow center. In comes Leon on the run, sliding, and he comes up with it. And now fires to first, and back in is Severino as the throw to first was offline. Nice sliding catch by Leon in shallow center field. Two away, and Ryan Pliss will be next. Bliss 0 for 2 with a walk so far. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Now a swing and a miss and a breaking ball. 0-2. Swing and a grounder to short. That's scooped up by Whitcomb, and a throw to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. Raiders do not score the seventh. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left. We head to the eighth. It is Tacoma 4, Sugar Land nothing.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
We go to the eighth inning, and it is Tacoma 4, Sugarland nothing. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Ryan Jensen takes over. Diego Castillo, terrific in the seventh inning, 3-up, 3-down with 2 strikeouts. Jensen, the fourth Tacoma pitcher used today, and his first pitch to Justin Dearden is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Hart started. Kyle Hart, he went 5 scoreless, 2 hit ball. Walked only one. Another real strong outing for Hart. And then a single scoreless inning for Eduard Bizzardo, followed by Castillo. And now Jensen is in. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Now this one is in there for a strike. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Jensen fans Dearden, and one man is gone at the top of the eighth inning. Now Marty Costas will be the batter. Jensen recently claimed off waivers from the Cubs, and he's done a good job since joining the Raiders. This is his sixth appearance. He's only pitched 4 1/3 innings, but hasn't given up any runs. Only 2 hits and 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. That was his eighth right there. His first pitch to Costas is in there for a strike. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. There's strike two. Now the 0-2 coming. Jensen rears and fires a heater upstairs, and laying off of it is Costas. 1-2. Swinging a foul back. Still 1-2. Next pitch coming. Down in the dirt. 2-2. This pitch is a fastball low. Jensen trying to hit the bottom of the zone there. Three-two pitch, low ball four. He lost him. A one-out walk to Marty Costas. So he heads down to first base. Second batter walked by Tacoma pitchers today. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now a swing and a foul back. Oh, and two the count. And Jensen's pitch is swung out and popped up, foul out of play. Now the 0-2 to Madris. Inside. 4-0 Red Ears, one out of the eighth. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Nope, a move to first and back in safely as Costas. The 1-2 is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with the off-speed pitch, and down goes Madris, and that's the second out here in the top of the eighth inning. Ninth strikeout for Tacoma pitchers tonight. And Pedro Leon will be the hitter. He's 0-2 with a sacrifice bunt. And the pitch down low for a ball. Right here's pitchers working on a shutout. They've thrown four shutouts this season. And Sugarland has been shut out four times this season. 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss, 1-1. The Rainiers pitched their fourth shutout not long ago at all. It was at Sacramento 12 days ago, and it was also a game that was started by Kyle Hart. Here's a bouncer up the middle, fielded behind second base by Unroh, and he just takes it to the second base bag for the force out on Costas, wrapping up the top of the eighth inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Tacoma 4, Sugarland nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Sugar Land nothing. And new pitcher for Sugar Land, it's Joel Kuhnel. He's on in relief of Matt Gage. Kuhnel to work on Taylor Trammell starting things off. And the righties pitch popped up foul and out of play. Matt Gage went one inning, scoreless, didn't allow a hit, walked one, no strikeouts. Trammell, Shiner, and Gilliam due up this inning. Now the pitch from Kuhnel is down low for a ball, 1-1. Kuhnel appearing in his 16th game since being acquired by Sugar Land, 1-1 with a 4.15 ERA. This pitch is stroked up the middle but caught by the shortstop Whitcomb, and that is the first out at the bottom of the eighth. Trammell lines out, and now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Kuhnel claimed off waivers this year and has been in the big leagues before. He was with the Reds last year. Big right-hander, 6'5", 290. Here's his pitch to Shiner. And it's a fastball pumped in there at 94 on the gun for a strike. Well, one pitch. Fouled off on the third base side, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Shiner. And the pitch is outside. Looking ahead to the ninth for Sugar Land. They have their 3, 4, and 5 hitters coming up. 1-2 pitch to Shiner's in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Rainiers are warming up Ryder Ryan in the pen, so he'll be trying to finish off the shutout. 2-2 pitch to Shiner is fouled away. Still two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch coming. Fouled back. Shiner hanging in there. Now a check swing on a breaking ball. He held up in time, says the first base umpire. Full count, 3-2 to Shiner. And the pitch is hit high in the air to left and deep. Back is Dearden at the fence, and he can't get it. It's gone. A towering fly ball home run to left field for Jake Shiner, his 28th of the year. And the Red Ears now lead 5-0. And Shiner is all alone atop the Pacific Coast League home run leaderboard. That breaks the tie with Salt Lake's Trey Cabbage. Shiner with his 28th of the season. A solo shot. He had an RBI double earlier. He's up to 95 runs batted in on the year. And Shiner's hit 16 homers here at Cheney Stadium. Pitch to Gilliam, misses low for a ball. And the Tacoma record for homers hit here in a season is 19. Shiner's in reach, although running out of time. So here's a grounder to the left side, past the third baseman Hensley and into left field. That's a base hit for Gilliam. And he is on with one out. The Rainiers, let's see, they have 11 home games left. Adrian Garrett hit 19 homers here the year he set the franchise home run record, 43 in one season. He had 24 on the road, 19 at home. The 19 at home is a record. Shiner has hit more at home than on the road this year, which is unlike most players of the PCO. As the runner goes, the throw is in time. They got him. Knapp throws out Gilliam trying to steal. The tag applied by Ryland Bannon. And that is the second out of the inning. This was a really strong throw from Knapp right on the button to second base. Although I think Gilliam wishes that there was instant replay review available in the Pacific Coast League, but there is not, as he may have had his hand on the bag there. So two outs. And the pitch to Todorovic is a swing and a miss. That's strike two. Got another look at it here, a better angle perhaps. It is definitely a bang-bang play. And if he didn't touch him until late there, as I don't believe he did, Gilliam probably was safe. 1-2 now to Todorovic. Next pitch outside, ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Kuhnel with the pitch, and it's fouled off on the first base side, still 2-2. Todorovic's RBI double in the sixth extended his hitting streak to seven straight games. Two pitch coming, fouled away. Still two balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a grounder up the middle, and that's going to sneak through into center field. A base hit for Todorovic, his second hit of the night. And that's Tacoma's seventh hit of this game as a team. Now Riley Unroe will be the hitter. Unroe's 1-for-3 with a bunt single. Pitch is fouled away. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch is fouled off. Next pitch, misses for a ball, 1-2. On deck is Severino. One-two pitch, swing, and a miss, strike three. That does it for Unroe and the Red Ears here in the eighth inning, but they add a run on the Shiner homer, one run on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the ninth. It is Tacoma 5, Sugar Land nothing.
Embarrassed by ugly yellow toe fungus?
Living with toe fungus it's embarrassing. I was afraid to take my socks off. I hid my yellow and crumbly toes from everybody.
Introducing Crystal Flush. Crystal Flush is the only FDA-registered 2-in-1 home treatment that attacks your toe fungus from both the inside and out. Crystal Flush's new and different combination system knocks out toe fungus for good, guaranteed.
Crystal Flush is different. After just a few weeks, my fungus was gone. I mean, 100% disappeared. Crystal Flush was the only thing that ever worked. So if you're skeptical because you tried a bunch of other stuff, Crystal Flush is different. This is a game changer.
Crystal Flush is now available without a prescription, but it is not available in stores. Get your risk-free supply today. Go to crystalflush.com. That's CrystalFlush.com. Stop being embarrassed by ugly yellow toenails. Go to crystalflush.com or call 800-204-4484.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 5, Sugar Land nothing. Joey Loperfido to bat against the new Red Ears pitcher, Ryder Ryan. And the pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Next offering from Ryan, swing and a miss. There's strike two. Ryder Ryan, the fifth pitcher used. Right here is working on a four-hit shutout. Here's the 0-2 to Loperfido, and it's down in the dirt, and it hit him in the foot. He is hit on the toe by that pitch as he was trying to step out of the way. And Loperfido is on to start the ninth inning. Previous pitcher Ryan Jensen worked a scoreless inning without allowing a hit. Walked one, struck out one. So leadoff man reaches for Sugar Land, and now Shea Whitcomb is the batter. He's 0-3. Included a double play ball in the sixth. Here's a pitch inside for a ball. As far as keeping Sugarland off the scoreboard goes, the double play ball in the sixth, probably the biggest moment for the Red Ears. Runners were at the corners with one out. And Pizzardo got a double play grounder, a broken bat double play grounder, as Whitcomb just fouled one off. They just finished up in Seattle. The Mariners lose to Oakland 3-1. Mariners had won 12 of the last 13 games, but the A's got them today. One pitch fouled off by Whitcomb, 1-2. You could do a Mariners-Rainiers doubleheader tomorrow if you want. I mean, you have to, there are some prerequisites involved here. You have to not have a job, and you have to really like baseball. But and you also have to find a way to negotiate the southbound traffic on I-5, but this is possible. So there's one outside, 2-2. The Mariners play the A's tomorrow at 1:10. And then the Red Ears are here at 7:05 against Sugar Land. You could totally do a doubleheader. Two-two pitch. Grounded to short. Bliss feeds the second baseman for one. Unruh on to first in time for two. The base runner is erased. The Red Ears turn their second double play of this game, and they are an out away from victory. Bliss to Unruh to Tanarowitz on the double dip. Now Rylan Bannon is the hitter with two down to the ninth. Red Ears leading 5-0. And the pitch to Bannon is a slider called a strike. 0-1 the count. Now a swing and a miss there, strike two. So 0-2 the count. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Fastball high. 1-2. One-two pitch, two outs to the ninth. Swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Bannon, and that closes it out. The Red Ears pitch their fifth shutout of the year, and they beat Sugarland 5-0 here at Cheney Stadium. And Tacoma goes to 10 games over 500 in second half play, and they remain three games out of first place behind the Round Rock Express, who also won tonight. Tacoma beat Sugarland 5-0 is the final score here at Cheney Stadium. We'll recap today's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard at the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Red Ears win 5-0 over Sugarland, and Tacoma takes the opener of this series by pitching the Red Ears' fifth shutout of the year. Kyle Hart, Eduardo Bizardo, Diego Castillo, Ryan Jensen, and Ryder Ryan combining on the four-hit shutout as the Red Ears get the victory today. Hart started, went the first five innings, and gave up only two hits. He allowed a single to the very first batter he faced, opening up the game. Bly Madris had a base hit. and Hart walked a man with one out of the second inning, and then he retired eight in a row. He allowed a leadoff single in the fifth to David Hensley, but stranded him. Hart's been just putting up results for the Red Raiders recently, and he tossed five scoreless today. And he left with a lead because the Red Raiders got on the board in the second inning against the hard luck Sugarland starter Misael Tamarez, who walked the leadoff man in the second inning, Trammell. And then Jake Shiner pulled a double down the third baseline just inside the bag on the ground, and it went all the way down into the corner, and Trammell scored from first base, and the Red Raiders were ahead 1-0. It stayed that way until the bottom of the fifth. Riley Unroe opened up the fifth inning with a bunt single, and Pedro Severino has been swinging a hot bat for an extended period of time now. He connected and lifted a two-run homer to left, his fifth of the year, and the Red Raiders were ahead 3-0 in the fifth inning. In the sixth, with two outs, the Red Raiders had Isaiah Gilliam at the plate. He seemingly hit an inning-ending ground ball to second base, except the second baseman Bannon zipped it past the first baseman for an error, and Gilliam ended up at second base on the play. And then Robbie Tenorowicz followed up with a double to left center, scoring Gilliam and making it 4-0 in the sixth. And then in the eighth, the Red Raiders tacked on one more with a long ball. Jake Shiner blasting his league-leading 28th of the year, raising his RBI total to 95. The solo shot in the eighth made it a 5-0 Red Raiders lead. The closest Sugarland came to scoring was in the sixth with Eduard Bizzardo on the hill. They had a base hit, a ground out, moving him up to second, and then an infield single, leaving runners at first and third with one out for the cleanup man, Shea Whitcomb. Bizzardo broke his bat and got a double play grounder to shortstop to escape the jam, and the Space Cowboys did not get another hit for the remainder of the game, and the Red Raiders win 5-0 the final, as Diego Castillo, Ryan Jensen, and Ryder Ryan pitch a scoreless ball in the 7th, 8th, and 9th. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base. Sugarland, no runs, 4 hits, 1 error. Left 5 on base. Winning pitcher is Kyle Hart. He is 4-3. Loss goes to Tamarez. He's 0-9. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 25 minutes. The attendance, 5,442. With the win, the Red Raiders go to 68-59 on the year, and Sugarland goes to 50-77. Game two of this six-game series is tomorrow night. Tommy Malone starts for the Red Raiders against Sean Dubin. First pitch, 7:05. We'll begin the pregame show on the stream on at 6:55 p.m. Red Raiders win 5-0. Stick around. Major League Baseball scoreboard coming up next.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
Red Raiders win 5-0 over Sugarland. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners dropped one today. The losses are rare these days, and they had one today. The A's win 3-1, the final score. The Mariners had all kinds of fallen soldiers in this one. Starting pitcher George Kirby scratched because of illness, and they started Luke Weaver out of the bullpen. He allowed 3 runs in 3 2/3 innings. Solo homer for Seth Brown, a two-run shot for Shea Langeliers, the catcher, and the Mariners never got the offense going. Julio Rodriguez was scratched from the lineup right before first pitch with left foot soreness. We don't know the severity of that. And then during the game, Ty France left with an injured wrist. So the Mariners a little banged up, and they had just four hits today. And Oakland takes it 3-1, the final score. And the Mariners losing for just the second time in their last 14 games. They entered play today with a one-game lead over both Texas and Houston in the AL West. They are now tied with both those teams. The Astros beat Boston 6-2 as Alex Bregman and Yordan Alvarez hit back-to-back homers in the first. And Texas was a 2-1 winner at New York. That was scoreless into the seventh until Mitch Garver snapped the scoreless tie with a homer for the Rangers. So Texas, Houston, and Seattle now in a three-way tie for first place in the American League West. It's going to be a great race. Other finals today, the Yankees beat Detroit 4-2. They hit three solo homers, and they won back-to-back games for the first time since August 2nd. Baltimore knocks off the White Sox 9-3. Anthony Santander with a three-run double in the seventh inning to give the Orioles the lead. Then they padded it with some late runs. Cleveland took out Minnesota 4-2. Their starting pitcher Gavin Williams left with a knee injury after one inning, and the bullpen covered eight innings very well for Cleveland as they got the win at Minnesota. The Guardians trying to hang around in the AL Central race. In interleague games today, Phillies won their fifth in a row. They blasted the Angels 12-7. Alec Boehm hit a go-ahead three-run homer in the sixth inning. Tampa Bay's hot again. They hammered the Marlins 11-2 as Randy Arozarena, Josh Lowe, and Isak Paredes all homered. The Rays have won 9 of their last 11 games. Washington helped out the wild-card contenders like the Mariners could be if they don't win the division. Washington beat Toronto 5-4 as Keibert Ruiz hit a three-run shot and Carter Kieboom a two-run homer. And Pittsburgh knocked off Kansas City 6-3. Key Brian Hayes with a go-ahead two-run homer in the eighth inning. A couple National League finals. St. Louis edges the Padres 6-5 in 10 innings. Tommy Edmond with a pinch hit game-winning RBI single in the 10th. The Cubs shut out the Brewers 1-0, ending Milwaukee's 9-game winning streak. Justin Steele got him. The Cubs lefty tossed 6 scoreless, struck out 8, outdueled Corbin Burns. Steele has 15 wins this year for the Cubs. Speaking of guys with a lot of wins, Charlie Morton and the Braves beat the Rockies 3-1. Morton allowed just one run in 6 innings for his 14th win of the year. And the game of the night, Alex Cobb going for a no-hitter for the Giants. No-hit Cincinnati for 8 2/3 innings, and it was broken up when Spencer Steer doubled. Two outs in the ninth. Queen doubled to right center. And Cobb did get a complete game, although he allowed a run. Ends up with a complete game one-hitter as the Giants beat the Reds 6-1. And one game is, well, it just went final. The Dodgers blasted the Diamondbacks 9-1. Clayton Kershaw picking up his 12th win of the year. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Tacoma. The Rainiers shut out Sugarland 5-0. We'll be back with more on the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show right after this.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Right here, shut out Sugarland, 5-0, the final score in the series opener here at Cheney Stadium. And Tacoma continues to play very good baseball. And the Red Ears, 10 games over 500 in second half play. Very much in contention for a playoff spot. but can't pick up any ground right now on Round Rock because Round Rock is just smoking hot. And the Express won again today. They outscored Oklahoma City 10-9 in the series opener at Bricktown Ballpark. The Red Ears still three games out of first place in the second half standings. Tied with Vegas in second. Vegas also won tonight. They defeated Salt Lake 5-3. Reno was a 9-4 winner over El Paso. And wrapping up our PCL scoreboard, Albuquerque pitched a shutout at Sacramento, winning 5-0, holding the Rivercats to three hits. So two shutouts tonight at the PCL, ours and Albuquerque's. Well, the Red Ears pitching their fifth shutout of the year today and their second one of the month. And we'll see if they could keep up the good pitching tomorrow night. Tommy Malone tossed a gem his last time out, and he starts tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. Sean Dubin takes the mound for Sugarland. He'll be piggybacking with a lefty named Colton Gordon. That's tomorrow evening at 7.05 p.m. here at Cheney Stadium. We'll start up the pregame show at 6.55. Well, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. Want to thank you for listening. This one is in the books. The Red Ears win 5-0, the final score over Sugarland in the series opener, and bounce back nicely from the 10th inning loss on Sunday, right back into the win column here today. We'll see if they can keep it going tomorrow night. This is Mike Curto saying so long for Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score, Tacoma 5, Sugarland 0. Have a great rest of your night.